आरे जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजना, 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 यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा, वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद, नीताय गौर हरि बो हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल। ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य श्रोतशत नित्य लीला प्रस्थान अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य श्रोतशत नित्य लीला प्रस्थान श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। संवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। षड़ गोस्वामी भक्तवृंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। द्वारिका मथुरापुरी धाम की। वृंदे देवी तुलसी महारानी की। गंगा माँ यमुना माई की। श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की। संवेद गौड भक्तवृंद की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 20 चैप्टर 20 वर्स नंबर 37। भगवान अपि राजर्षे सोपाध्यायस्य चाच्युतः हरन्निव मनोंश्य स्वधाम प्रत्यपद्यत। भगवानपि राजर्षे सोपाध्यायस्य चाच्युतः हरन्निव मनोमुष्य स्वधाम प्रत्यपद्यत। भगवानपि राजर्षे सोपाध्यायस्य चाच्युतः हरन्निव मनोमुष्य स्वधाम प्रत्यपद्यत। भगवानपि राजर्षे सोपाध्यायस्य चाच्युतः हरन्निव मनोमुष्य स्वधाम प्रत्यपद्यत। भगवानपि राजर्षे सोपाध्यायस्य चाच्युतः मनोमुष्य सोधाम प्रत्यपद्यत। माताजीस। भगवानपि राजर्षे सोपाध्यायस्य चाच्युतः हरन्निव मनोमुष्य सोधाम प्रत्यपद्य। रीडिंग वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। भगवान Supreme Personality of Godhead, Api, also, Rajarshe, of the saintly king, Sa Upadhyayasya, along with all the priest, Cha, also, Achyutaha, the infallible Lord, Haran, captivating, ఇవ ఇండీడ్ మనః ద మైండ్ అముష్య ఆఫ్ హిమ్ స్వధామ టు హిస్ అబోడ్ ప్రత్యపద్యత రిటర్న్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ దృష్టిలో భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ద ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హ్యావింగ్ క్యాప్టివేటెడ్ ద మైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద కింగ్ అండ్ ద ప్రీస్ట్ హూ వెర్ ప్రెజెంట్ రిటర్న్ టు హిస్ అబోడ్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ స్కై పర్పట్ బికాస్ ద సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఈస్ ఆల్ స్పిరిచువల్ హీ కెన్ డిసెండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ స్కై వితౌట్ చేంజింగ్ హిస్ బాడీ అండ్ థస్ హీ ఈస్ నోన్ యాజ్ చ్యుత ఆర్ ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ వెన్ అ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఫాల్స్ డౌన్ టు ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ హౌ ఎవర్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ అ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ హిస్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంబాడిమెంట్ హీ కెనాట్ బి కాల్డ్ అచ్యుత బికాస్ హీ ఫాల్స్ డౌన్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ రియల్ ఎంగేజ్మెంట్ ఇన్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ గెట్స్ అ మెటీరియల్ బాడీ టు సఫర్ ఆర్ ట్రై టు ఎంజాయ్ ఇన్ ద మిజరబుల్ మెటీరియల్ కండిషన్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ద ఫాలన్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ ఇస్ చ్యుత వెర్ ఇస్ ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ అచ్యుత ద లార్డ్ వాజ్ అట్రాక్టివ్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ టు ద కింగ్ బట్ ఆల్సో టు ద ప్రీస్ట్లీ ఆర్డర్ హూ వెర్ వెరీ మచ్ అడిక్టెడ్ టు ద పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదిక్ రిచువల్స్ బికాస్ ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ అట్రాక్టివ్ హీ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ వన్ హూ అట్రాక్ట్స్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ద లార్డ్ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ ద సాక్రిఫిషియల్ ఎరినా ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ పృథు యాజ్ శిరోదక్షాయ విష్ణు హూ ఈస్ ద ప్లెనరీ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ హీ ఈస్ ద సెకండ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కారణోదక్షాయ విష్ణు హూ ఈస్ ఒరిజిన్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ క్రియేషన్ అండ్ హూ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ యాజ్ గర్భోదక్షాయ విష్ణు హూ దెన్ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ యూనివర్స్ శిరోదక్షాయ విష్ణు ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద పురుషాస్ హూ కంట్రోల్స్ ద మెటీరియల్ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ శ్రీ రాధా వృందావన్ బిహారీ లాల్ కి జయ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ మహాప్రభువు కి జయ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపం గదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమల శ్రీగురుర్వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి విశ్వభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతి గిరిం యత్కృపాం త్వం వందే శ్రీగురూన్ దీనతారణం చైతన్యేశ్వరం పరమానందమాధవం హరే కృష్ణ సో వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఫర్ ద టుడే మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ అండ్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ టు అ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫోర్త్ క్యాంటో 20th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం బట్ ద లార్డ్ విష్ణు హెస్ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ ది సాక్రిఫిషియల్ ఎరీనా సో బిఫోర్ వీ బిగిన్ డిస్కషన్ ఐ సీక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ హూ హెవ్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ వైష్ణవాస్ హియర్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఆల్ దోస్ వైష్ణవాస్ హు ఆర్ హియరింగ్ ఆన్లైన్ వై ఎఫ్ఎం అండ్ సో హియర్ ద లార్డ్ హెస్ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ సాక్రిఫిషియల్ ఎరీనా ఆఫ్ ప్రిథు మహారాజ్ అండ్ యూ నో ద లార్డ్ అపియర్డ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రామినెంట్ రీజన్ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ ప్లీజ్డ్ బై ప్రిథు మహారాజ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ and the all famous score 99 greater than 100, which is all famous. And so the Lord has appeared. Now in text number 37, the Lord is returning. So here the word which has come is, you know, Haran Iva Mano Amushya. He has captivated the minds of almost everyone in that sacrificial arena, not only Prithu Maharaj, but the priest, but almost everyone who have assembled there. And Prabhupada brought out a very wonderful point here, because the difference between the Chyuta and Achyuta. So the Lord has appeared here in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj, and the Lord is called as an Achyuta. So why he is called as an Achyuta? Because he descends from the spiritual sky without changing anything. Even a fragment is not changed without changing his body. So the Lord appears as it is. And slowly, slowly we will see the chart which is being circulated. So hope everyone is having the chart. So the Lord appears from the spiritual sky without changing his body. And on the contrast, when the living entity comes to this material world, he doesn't appear, but he comes. Of course, the great souls, you know, by the instructions of the Lord, to assist the Lord, they come in the mission of, Mahaprabhu. But the living entity or a conditioned soul, he appears when he appears or when he comes back to in this material world. In the sixth line of the purport, it's mentioned, the living entity gets a material body either to suffer or trying to enjoy in this material world, in this miserable material conditions of life. So that is the reason he is called as a Chyuta. So we will just see the difference, by this difference it will be very clear for all of us, and it will help us to increase our faith. Because in modern context, many people, claim themselves to be God. When people claim themselves to be God, so, His Holiness Gaur Krishna Goswami Maharaj mentions, when someone claims themselves to be a God, we hear Samudra Manthan Leela, where the Lord appeared as a Kurma avatar, tortoise form, and on top of it, it was Mandarachal Mountain, Meru Mountain. So mountain was used for churning the, ocean, which was called as a Samudra Manthan. So when the churning was happening on top of the tortoise, on top of the Kurma avatar, so during that time, the tortoise was feeling, sleepy. He was feeling an itching sensation. So when someone claims himself to be a god, so then Maharaj was mentioning that you just take 2-3 pieces of stone and rub on his back. So if he feels sleepy, then he can, it's like, rather than feeling sleepy, it will bleed actually. So now we'll just try to see, from the chart, from the top, hierarchy, it is being beautifully presented by the devotees. On the top, it is a Sham Rupa, who is the two-handed form, who is the original form of the Krishna, whom Prabhupada titled as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same Sham Rupa, under that it is Swayam Prakash. Under that is Swayam Prakash, is his own expansion, is being bifurcated into two types, which is Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. So this is a section which is into the Golok Vrindavan Dham, which is also called as a Gokul Vrindavan. And Prabhav Prakash is, the example of Krishna being expanding into, each form with 16,108 queens at Dwarka. And each of Krishna, like devotees mentioned that their height was matching with the queens, and Krishna is so expert in this that you know, like every queen was feeling that Krishna is only with me. And second is a Vaibhav Prakash, whereas the his form is differently manifested according to different emotional features. That is a Lord Balram, you know, here mentioned here. And through Vaibhav Prakash, then it comes Tad Ekatma Rupa. Then Vilas from, then Prabhav Vilas. So here the first Chaturvya is being manifested here, which is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And from the first Chaturvyuha of the first Sankarshan, then comes the Vaibhav Vilas. Then from there, the Lord Narayan, and then the second Chaturvyuha. Here we see, you know, the major avatars, which is like the Madhav, Mukund, Govind, Vishnu. So from the second Chaturvyuha, from each, you know, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, from each and every Chaturvyuha is further expanded, and the Sankarshan is expanded into Swamsha, and from that Swamsha, there are like Purushavataras. And from that Purushavataras, these are the three prominent ones, which are the Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu, which is mentioned in the purport here. So in the purport, which is mentioned here, that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So in the chart, we see the third one is Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So the three Vishnus, which is here, you know, they are like the super souls. The first Karanadakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of the material creation. Second, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of the universe. And the third Vishnu, which is Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who appeared in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj, is the super soul of the, you know, each and every living entities, each and every soul, which is called as a Vyashti Paramatma, individual soul. And from that, you know, the further expansion of the Leela Avataras, Guna Avataras, Shakti Avesh Avataras, Yoga Avataras, and Manvantara Avataras. So here we will try to, you know, focus on these three Vishnus. So here, from the first one, which is the Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who appeared in the, you know, sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully explains in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that, you know, what is the role of this Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So prominently, Acharyas mentions that Shirodakshaya Vishnu appeared in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj, and who is the super soul of all the jivas, and he's the maintainer and the lord of this material world. And where does he resides? He resides in the milk ocean, which is out of the seven oceans. In the fifth canto, we see the seven oceans description in detail. And he lies into the Shwetadip, where the Shirodakshaya Vishnu is situated. The next Vishnu, which is mentioned in the purport, is a Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who enters into the each and every universe, each and every anda. So there, you know, after entering into that, finding, you know, that Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions, after entering into the universe, when he finds that there is only darkness, so the Lord created the water from his perspiration. And out of that perspiration, he filled the entire, you know, half of that egg, or you know, half of that universe. And at the same time, he manifested the Vaikuntha and the 14 worlds, which we say. And the third one, which is the Karanadakshaya Vishnu, which in the chart, which is the first one, who is the Paramatma of the total material creation. Here, that is, you know, all famous, we know that when he exhales and inhales, so many unlimited number of universes forms. And practically from his skin pores, you know, there are like unlimited number of universes emanates. And when he inhales back, you know, all the universes goes back into it again. Now, after seeing this description in detail, wherein, you know, in this chart, when we see that, you know, like this Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who is in expansion of an expansion of an expansion, this Vishnu has appeared in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj. So, you know, in the normal, like, you know, in material world, in society, when a small personality, either he may be some actor, or he may be some singer, or he may be some head of the nation, or, you know, head of the state, when he comes, then, you know, there are like so many people welcoming with so many, you know, so many practically crores and crores of expenses. And people yearn for you know, just a glance, just an autograph. But here we see that we are into a section of Bhagavatam wherein the Lord of the entire universe has appeared into sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj, and he is now returning back. So one can be, you know, after hearing this, we can try to, you know, collect, or we can try to imagine our fortune when we take daily darshans of the Lord. Because we are taking darshan of the Lord who is at the top, who is Sham Rupa, who is the two-handed form of the Lord. So we can, you know, we can understand that, you know, the greatness of the Lord is so much so that, but still out of his causeless mercy, he appears and although we don't have that much qualification, but still we get day in and day out. And this same Krishna, Prabhupada mentions here how he is. The Lord was attractive for everyone. In the eighth line of the purport, he mentions, the Lord was attractive for everyone. Here he has attracted Prithu Maharaj as well as all the priests, you know, everyone who was there in that assembly. And that's why the third line of the verse mentions Haran Iva Mano Mushya. So the Lord is captivating the minds of, you know, everyone. And here it's mentioned that the Lord is attractive for everyone, not only for the kings, but also for the priestly orders, who were very much addicted to the performance of Vedic rituals. So, you know, not only to the devotees he's attractive, but he is attractive even though who are, you know, yogis, gyanis, you know, everyone. And because the Lord is all attractive, he is called Krishna, or one who attracts everyone. So the Lord, one who attracts everyone from this, you know, I just recollected one of, you know, few of the pastimes of Vrindavan, wherein one of the sweetest pastime, which is like most attractive to the devotees, wherein, you know, the Lord's butter stealing pastimes. So once we can discuss 2-3 of that to develop our attraction more towards the Krishna, since we have Vrindavan here. So once, you know, like Brajavasis or the gopis, they were you know, very much irritated, so-called irritated, but like they were actually very happy when Krishna was coming again and again to their homes for stealing. So one of the pastimes wherein Krishna delayed little bit in stealing the butter from the Brajavasis. So in that, Gaur Krishna Goswami Maharaj explains that in that case, all the Brajvasis, all the gopis gathered together, and they marched towards Nanda Bhavan to see Krishna. But their desire was to see Krishna, but you know, all of them gathered together to register a complaint to Yashoda Maharani. That, you know, your son is, you know, damaging so much. So when they marched towards the Nanda Bhavan, Krishna was standing behind, you know, hiding behind Yashoda. Then, you know, gopis were saying, yes, in that case, Yashoda was shocked that, you know, like so many ladies appeared at the, you know, like all of a sudden. So then she asked, what happened, what happened? So then Brajvasi said, what happened? Your son is doing so much mischief here. Now what he did, what he did? Then Brajvasis were saying that he's stealing our butter here, day in and day out. You know, not only stealing, you know, he's stealing our entire stock of 20 days. So then Mother Yashoda says, "Are ghar pe, you know, kuch khata nahi hai. He eats very little. Now when he goes to your homes and steals and eats, it's, you should be feeling very happy. Then why are you complaining now? My boy is very small, a 5-year-old. When he's stealing, you should be happy. Yeah, if your boy is only stealing, then you know, we would be feeling happy. But he's coming with his entire, you know, samrajya, with all small cowherd boys. And not only that, but he's coming with his entire Vanarsena there. And not only that, Yashoda, but, you know, he's not only stealing, but at the same time, he's breaking all the pots, which is very difficult for us to store. Then Mother Yashoda says, okay, then chupa ke rakh lo usko, you know, hide it somewhere. Or raise the level of the, you know, matka there. So the raising, we raised it. But that also doesn't work. He stands on, you know, some platform, or, you know, he makes the daya andiwala. Huh? Human pyramid? Yeah, it is called. So human pyramid, which is modern terminology. So Gopi said he makes a human pyramid, and not only that, he's standing at the top of that pyramid. And he picks up that and directly throws it off. And we are like very much disturbed. Okay, so then Mother Yashoda said, okay, so then hide it somewhere so that it is not visible. So then Gopi said, okay, when we hide it, when he doesn't find it, when he enters into the room and when he doesn't find his butter, he pinches our kids. and then our kids cries. And then we are much more disturbed than that. Said, okay, then hide it in a dark room. In a dark room, it is not possible, because the ornaments which he is wearing, they are so shining and they are so luminous. When he enters into a dark room, that room enters, you know, it fills with light, and there is no need of, you know, electricity for him. He is like self-luminous. So in this way, like, you know, this Brajavasis were complaining, you know, like Gopis were complaining, and you know, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda was answering forth and back. But actually, Krishna was captivating the mind of Brajavasis. They were day in and day out thinking of, you know, when Krishna will come. Krishna is still dead. And to the extent Gopi said that not only that, but he exactly knows at what time, you know, people are out of their homes and at what time they will come. Because here, you know, we saw in the purport that being a Sirodakshai Vishnu, being present in each and every soul, he's aware of everything. So by that, you know, although gopis were out, but still, you know, Krishna is aware. So although, you know, Krishna is performing humanly pastimes, but still, you know, one can be aware that he is all-powerful, you know, because often what happens when we see all, you know, that day in and day out, the same Krishna standing in front of us, we may, you know, our mind may go into casualty zone sometimes, but when we remind ourselves of this greatness of the Lord, then accessibility of sweetness can be easy. And in that same, you know, pastime, one of the section where Gaur Krishna Goswami Maharaj mentions that those Vanarsena who appeared there, because the Lord promised them that, you know, during Treta Yuga, that in that Setu Bandha, that you did a miraculous task, so don't worry, I will feed you sufficiently in my next Leela. So, but But one of the acharyas mentioned that the Lord, you know, once the Lord was returning, when Lord Ram was returning from after winning from Lanka, so there was an invitation from his father-in-law. There was an invitation from Janak Maharaj that, you know, that please come, you know, I want to give a grand feast. And not only you, but please come with all those people who have participated in this, you know, in this victory. So then somebody asked, because in this victory, majority of them were the Vanaras. Yes, invite all of them. Then as soon as Vanaras heard this, they were in great ecstasy. They said, yes. They were in great ecstasy and enthusiastic to go, you know, into this feast. But Lord Ram said, you know, like, I know the nature of these Vanaras. So better we selected people, we only will go there. But then seeing the enthusiasm, you know, Hanumanji said, my Lord, I will take the responsibility. You know, I will take the responsibility of this Vanara. So rest assured. But the Lord knew that something will happen because they will not forget their nature. So then Hanumanji, you know, listed out the protocols. This is a place to sit. This is a place, you know, where there is no entry, you know, access restricted. This is a place, you know, don't climb on the trees. And when it is a time for food to eat, the bell will ring, you know. The bell will ring. So you know, making all of them understanding, you know, all these protocols. So, you know, everyone entered there. So now Acharya's mentioned that in the Janak Maharaj invitation, there are 56 into 4 items. That means 224 items for each and every plate being served by Janak Maharaj. And when so many items to serve, then, you know, it is like a bit obvious that it will take time to cook also. So then, you know, Lord Ramchandra, which is with his entire entourage, was entering, you know, everyone was welcomed. Then, but our Hanumanji was very busy with with explaining the Vanaras, you know, repeatedly the protocols, please, you know. Then in that stage, all of a sudden, one of the Vanara climbed onto the, you know, pillar there. Then he all of a sudden said, "Hey, yes, please come down. I told you this protocol." "Hey, yes. Then he immediately came back. Then while explaining all this, when cooking was going on, Lord Ramchandra was, you know, like, you know, everyone is being seated on their seats. But Hanumanji was very, you know, observing and carefully to the entire Vanar Sena. And in the middle of that, he saw that cooking is also going on. Now the tragedy happened. All of a sudden, one of the Vanara went and rang the bell. So when the bell was rang, you know, like, you know, everyone was informed, as soon as the bell will ring, you know, you will be given food. So everyone started dancing and jumping. Then Hanumanji said, "What to do now?" But by the time he started settling there, then the serving started, so that, you know, they will be peacefully, like, you know, because as soon as there is a disturbance for prasad, you start serving the plates. Because, you know, half of the menu will be still be cooking going on, but you start serving the plates and, you know, you start serving the items, people will be peaceful that prasadam time is on and prasad is coming. So prasadam serving has been started, and, you know, people like Vanar Sena was being seated peacefully. So the fruits and the roots and the sweets and, you know, so many varieties was being served. Now here, you know, Hanumanji was the first one to receive the plate. So in that so many items, then, you know, he received mango. So now Vanaras are used to the fruits into the forest, you know. So here by the time it was being served, so Hanumanji thought that, so let me make a pulp out of it. लिटिल बिट स्क्वीज, हम स्क्वीज करते हैं ना उसको, देन यू नो इट्स लाइक अ नेचुरल फ्रूटी, वी नीड नॉट पील इट एंड यू नो ईट इट. सो ही जस्ट लिटिल बिट स्क्वीज एंड यू नो थॉट ऑफ मेकिंग इन टू अ फ्रूटी जूस, अ नेचुरल फ्रूटी जूस, नॉट एन आर्टिफिशियल. बट बाय द टाइम ही यू नो लिटिल बिट प्रेस्ड, ही डिडंट रियलाइज दैट इट वॉज ऑलरेडी प्रेस्ड. सो देन ही जस्ट प्रेस्ड लिटिल बिट एंड यू नो वेन यू प्रेस अ मैंगो लिटिल बिट विच इज ऑलरेडी प्रेस्ड, द सीड कम्स आउट इमीडिएटली. यू नो इमीडिएटली दैट सीड वॉज कम यू नो केम आउट. बट हनुमान जी बाई स्किल ही जस्ट कॉट होल्ड ऑफ इट. ही सेड अरे माई गॉड, दिस शुड नॉट क्रिएट एनी डिस्टर्बेंस इन टू दी यू नो इन टू दी प्रसादम हॉल. बट अदर वानरा सॉ इट, सो दे सेड ओके इट मे बी अ रिचुअल टू स्टार्ट विथ. सो देन यू नो अदर वानरास ऑल्सो स्टार्टेड वन वन बाय. सो प्रैक्टिकली ऑल वानरास वेर यू नो गुडली स्प्रेइंग आउट एंड दिस एंड दैट. ही सेड ओ दिस गुडली मे बी जनक महाराज, सो लेट मी यू नो स्क्वैश माई गुडली टुवर्ड्स दैट. सो प्रैक्टिकली लॉर्ड रामचंद्र हु केम हियर टू इस्टैब्लिश मर्यादा, हु वॉज अ मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम लॉर्ड, मतलब महाराज वॉज मैंशनिंग दैट उनका मर्यादा ही ध्वंस हो गया वहाँ पे. सो लॉर्ड रामचंद्र इज मर्यादा पुरुषोत्तम एंड लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज लीला पुरुषोत्तम एंड पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम. सो हियर आचार्य मेंशन दैट फॉर द लॉर्ड देर इज नो रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस. सो वेन कृष्णा इज परफॉर्मिंग सच पास टाइम्स और वेन द लॉर्ड इज कमिंग हियर इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड इन दिस पर्पट इट इज मेंशन इज कमिंग विद हिज सेम बॉडी. सो इट इज लाइक यू नो एनालॉजी इज गिवन दैट वेन अ वेहीकल इज क्रॉसिंग द रोड ऑल दी सिग्नल्स रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस इज एप्लीकेबल फॉर हिम. बट फॉर एनी वेहीकल और यू नो फॉर अ एरोप्लेन विच इज फ्लाइंग इन डिफरेंट लैंड फॉर देम इट इज नॉट एप्लीकेबल. सो सिमिलरली द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस ऑफ द प्रोटोकॉल्स ऑफ दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज एप्लीकेबल फॉर अ लिविंग एंटिटी or for a conditioned soul, but when it comes to Supreme Lord, he is independent. Next verse which we see here, that is text 38, in connection to this, adrishtaya namaskritya nripah sandarshitatmane abhyaktaya cha devanam devaya swapuram yayu. So in this, Prabhupada mentions here, had the king Prithu then offered his respectful obeisances unto Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Lord of all the demigods. Although not an object of material vision, the Lord revealed himself to the sight of Maharaj Prithu. After offering obeisances to the Lord, the king returned to his home. So in the text number 38, the Lord returns back to his abode, and in text 37, in text 38, the Lord, after giving darshan to Prithu Maharaj, so Prithu Maharaj returning back to his home, Prabhupada very beautifully mentions here in the third line that after being purified, the Lord revealed himself to the vision of the devotee. So how that purification happens? The Lord, you know, when our material senses are inclined towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord, when the senses are being engaged into the service of the Lord, then in that case, those senses get purified. And when those senses get purified, then here it is mentioned, one gets spiritual vision. One gets spiritual wise eyes. Maharaj Prithu, however, developed spiritual eyes by his pure devotional service. So spiritual eyes is possible only when senses are purified, because by material senses it is very difficult. And Prabhupada mentions here, it is not visible to materialize. Supreme Lord is not visible to materialize, but when those senses are inclined towards the devotional service, then it gets purified, and after it gets purified, one develops spiritual eyes for his buys pure devotional service. And therefore, the Lord is described as Sandarshitatma. He reveals himself to the vision of the devotee, although he is not visible to ordinary eyes. So he makes himself visible. And how is that visible? Service is a medium by which we can access the mercy of the Lord. Because for us, by the mercy of the acharyas, by the blessings of the spiritual master, we have received access to the dham, we have received access of the deities. So now here, we've already received this. And that's how we see here. So basic thing which we can do is we can remind ourselves regularly of this mercy. We can be grateful of what we have received by the causeless mercy of devotees. It's like the yogis and the gyanis may take lifetimes to see the Supreme Personality of Lordhead, of Godhead. But we have received it very easily by the mercy of other devotees, by the mercy of acharyas. So it is worth always reminding ourselves of our fortunate position and expressing our gratitude for the wealth which we have received. And what is that wealth? The wealth is nothing but the association of devotees and whatever like services we received. Services can also be received with gratitude, by which we can progress more. And sometimes it happens, like service may be easily available, but people, when they come often, specifically the families, when they get opportunity to come to temples very very rarely, once in a while, yesterday His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj Bhagavatam class was there after 2 long years. So devotees were sitting in a temple hall right from 6:30 onwards. they were not going even for breakfast. I mean, those who went there were sharing. They were not even going for a breakfast. And from that we could see that how Maharaj also, stretched so much, more than 2 hours of class with so much narrating, sweet pastimes, like one of that, you can recollect of wherein Mahaprabhu was giving broom to each and every devotees, and from that Maharaj very very nicely mentioned that this like we also have this broom to clean our hearts, which is like Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So we have received this blessing from spiritual master, the chanting of the holy name, which we can remind ourselves, which we can be grateful of. And here in this section we saw that in text 37, where after the Lord captivating the minds of the priest, of Ritu Maharaj, almost everyone, he went back to his abode. And in the text 38, we saw here how to whom the Lord makes himself accessible, to whom the Lord makes himself visible. And so here it is said that one who is inclined towards the devotional service, towards the loving service of the Lord is accessible towards him. And here Prithu Maharaj coming back to his home after sacrifice is completed, the famous 99 greater than 100 sacrifice. And here, so before we go home or we return back to our services, we can remind ourselves of certain of the wealth or the gratitude which we have received. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 8th verse, which we can try to recite. So you know there are like three siddhas: kripa siddhas, nitya siddhas. What is third one? Sadhana siddhas. So here in the fifth verse of 8th chapter of Adilila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is yearning for kripa. So here he writes, Muka kavitva kare yasavara smarane pongugiri langhe andha dekhe taragane. Mukha kavitva kare yasavara smarane. By remembering the lotus feet of the panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet. Mukha kavitva kare. Pangum langhe tigri. Pongugiri langhe andha dekhe taragane. And a layman can cross the mountains, and a blind man can see the stars in the sky. So practically in the, if you quote this in the modern context to people, then it is like unimaginable. But here, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions here that he's, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions here very beautifully that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here stresses kripa siddha, perfection by the mercy of superior authorities. Not only the mercy of acharyas, not only the mercy of spiritual masters, but the mercy of senior Vaishnavas, mercy of superior authorities. And this mercy does not depend on the qualifications of a devotee. So qualifications is not required at all to achieve this. And what happens by that? By such mercy, even if a devotee is dumb, he can speak or write to glorify the Lord splendidly. Even if lame, he can cross mountains. See, it is not mentioned, even if he lame, he can walk little bit. Even if he dumb, he can speak little bit. But he can cross mountains. And even if he is blind, he can see the stars. So practically one who has eyes also, he cannot see the stars. So by Kripa Siddha, he is so powerful tool that here Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praying. So we can recite this three times if devotees permit. Muka kavitva kare yasavara smarane pangu giri langhe andha dekhe taragane. Muka kavitva kare yasavara smarane pangu giri langhe andha dekhe taragane. Muka kavitva kare yasavara smarane pangu giri langhe andha dekhe taragane. Can anyone help to recite? Muka kavitva kare yasavara smarane pangu giri langhe andha dekhe taragane. So here we can pray to the acharyas, we can pray to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, to Prabhupada, to all the acharyas, to all the devotees for keep giving their mercy, because we are been getting mercy since, but we can pray for that, so that at any stage we should not become familiar by this and start taking casualty. And by this, Prabhupada has given us this platform wherein all of these limbs of devotional service are easily accessible. Right from the morning program, till services, till the darshanartis, till the, Vrindavan forest darshans. So with gratitude, we can, the only thing we can offer is the gratitude towards the Prabhupada and the devotees. So I pray and beg for all of your mercy, so that like at each and every step, whatever services I am performing, at least, you know, there should not be offenses, and with right mood. Thank you very much for tolerating me today, and Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If anyone has any comments, they can share. Any questions, assembly is here to answer. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you. This was shared by Shivanand Shyam Prabhu. So you can give thanks message to Shivanand Shyam Prabhu also. He gave this chart. Yes, Prabhu.
And in the last verse, it is said, the Lord is revealed. What are the consequences for me? The field that is this.
Yes. Correct. Thank you, bro. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Ha, 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 ha.